Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can talk for 30 minutes, and you'll hear a warning message
mm-hmm.
when the time is almost over and give y'all time to say bye.
Okay.
But I'm going to go to bed and let you and your brother visit.
Well, have a good night, and it's great hearing your voice
okay.
again.
Well, he's doing good.
Good.
So now
are you feeling fine? Y'all have been staying well?
I'm fine, yeah. Everybody's fine.
Good.
We're
I just heard
healthy.
A lot about viruses
no,
going around.
No, we haven't been sick at all.
Good, good.
So, yeah. But we kind of keep to ourselves, so we're not around a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a good week.
Well, you too.
Okay.
We love you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You got your seat.
Hey, see ya.
Hey, Dave. I'm sorry I missed this call with you.
Oh, you hadn't missed it. We still got another 30 minutes.
Wow.
Had an hour.
Goodness. Well, have you had a good day?
Oh, yeah. Went to an auction, bought all kind of stuff.
Wow. Well, Don went to one this afternoon for just a little while. It was already, I guess, almost over.
Well, we spent about $195 tonight.
Did you get some fun stuff or just boring, useful stuff?
Well, we're getting, ought to make about $350, $400 off of it.
Ooh.
I guess, well, you did pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Bought a guitar, you hear that?
Uh-huh.
That's in Japan.
Wow. It's restful, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a guitar we bought tonight. Real good one. I'm just playing on the bare top strings.
David, you are really talented.
No, ma'am.
Mm.
Well, you did make it back from Columbia, huh?
We did, and I'm just, I've got to get my letter writing skills out again. I hope I'll
what do
find
you eat?
Them. I'm sorry, it's making so much
huh?
noise. My nose is stopping up, and I'm eating a flour tortilla.
Well, that sounds good. We got one of those little sandwich makers
mm-hmm.
at the auction.
Oh, that melts the cheese and everything?
Oh, anything you want to put in there. Leftovers are great, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Got it for about $5. They're worth about 30, I think.
Goodness.
We're going to sell it, too.
But use it first so you can advertise how good it works off.
Well, we'll sell the sandwiches off of it, then sell the sandwich maker.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to keep the sandwich maker and just make sandwiches.
Well, yeah, we can get some more of these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all been doing?
It's just been real busy, almost too busy to say it. You know, it's like, I don't know, we aren't having fun.
You're not having fun?
Right, but it should slow down some. It's just that was just quite exhaustive, that month in February, and then to come back with all the preparation, you know, to just jump in, like, for my interviewing. And Don went to California, and John...
Yeah, he was on his way back, wasn't it?
John took him part of the way as far as Denver, and he was having his spring break, and so he was staying in the Denver area. And, you know, I just... was thinking I could just get a whole lot done in a lot of different areas, you know. But I just really jumped into interviewing morning, afternoon, and night. And the interviews are taking a long time.
Debbie, are you getting back into working mode again?
But I'm already halfway through with the number of cases that I have. And because this past week it seemed in some ways as busy as the week before, because it was twice as busy as I anticipated it being.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of people here for the weekend. The Wyoming Quaker gathering, there were like about 18 that came from all over the state, and we were here at the house for Saturday and today until about 1.
Is that the Landers Group, Thermopolis?
Uh-huh. Some of them are from there.
And I met a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
Came out to the cabin.
And I wasn't there, was I? I mean, is that when I went to Thermopolis and they stopped by and were visiting with you and
Well, you were going somewhere and Don, they picked Don up at the cabin.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's when I went over to the Thermopolis to get my hair cut.
Yeah, I think so.
And tried to talk you into going with me, but you thought that was going to be too many hours when you were going to be back on the road doing your hours. But I'm just, you know, I really hope that I can be without that job interfering this week.
Well, what you need to do is you need a good guitar. I'm playing off of top strums on this thing. And it's
listen, are you really playing that day?
Yes, ma'am.
It is so peaceful.
Well, that's what those Chinese do. And then you got the regular old thing with Doogie.
Uh-huh.
But
you're just doing one string at a time, right?
Yes, ma'am.
David, that is so peaceful.
Well, they'd be sitting in one of those hobo mineral springs.
Oh, yeah.
Picking on this thing, and all you need is about a 6-inch block with some wire strung on it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what those Japanese do. That's why they got a monopoly on the world right now, manufacturing stuff.
Well, I just, you know, I really thought you were teasing me and you had a tape going.
No, I've been getting flutes and all
playing
that kind of stuff
music.
And picking up some stuff old, what's his name, old Charles Andrews?
Mm-hmm.
And Alan picked it up naturally anyway. He liked
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what's happening up there around Billings?
Well, I called Mother after I tried you this afternoon, and she was giving me the news. I'm sure Don must have been hearing
about
it. Right, because
well,
I don't read the paper.
Well, this is folks alienating. I thought it was going to be another Waco, but, I mean, these folks are armed and dangerous.
Mm. Are they?
They're just alienating themselves from the United States.
And what age group are they?
I have no idea.
Of like the Waco group?
I think they're about our age, a little older.
Mm. Wow. Well, maybe I just shouldn't head up that way.
Well, I was thinking about making another road trip, but I guess not.
Oh. Do you take Alan to school in the mornings?
Every morning.
And then do you come back home some mornings, or do you have a routine that you usually do on Monday mornings?
Oh, no, not really.
I just would love to come on over and us drive around on the back road some together.
Well, we're getting into the junk business, I think. Mom and Daddy don't need to know about it, but.
So you'll be busy going through what you got at the auction?
Hitting the garbage sales and all this stuff. Garbage pickup. We have to beat the waste management system.
Mm.
That's the ones that pick up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this call, this is a promotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to send me probably $40, $20 for each 30 minutes they use. So when the recording comes on, I've got to hang up
mm-hmm.
to get that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get recording cuts on, I will hang up, Debbie.
Okay, and so what will I hear?
You'll hear the same thing I do.
Okay, sort of a beep.
Yeah, they'll start a recording on there. Pretty good deal, though. It's a promotional thing they got, and they're doing a survey at Mississippi State. Pretty good deal. Beat
mm-hmm.
the MCI.
And it's recording now?
Oh, yeah. Everything's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And I
so guess they're hearing me eating, like my
yes.
radishes.
They're hearing this Chinese stuff, and they don't know where this call's coming from.
Oh, well, it sounds fun. Has it been a nice day, temperature-wise, too?
Oh, yeah, it's been cloudy, overcast, been raining all week. I hadn't done Daddy's stuff yet.
What's his stuff?
Put the roof on, front part of his office out there. He's got his buckets out like the old building.
Mm-hmm.
He's
not
really concerned about it, but Mama is.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to be
you
down there?
You heard about Phyllis. She had a checkup. I think she told you that when she was down in Columbia. She's got to go back for 2 years.
Oh, good. She doesn't have to go back for 2 years.
Yeah.
Good.
That's real good.
Mm.
All the hip replacement they did, everything around it all,
mm-hmm.
took real good.
Good.
She can quail hunt and all now, like a good quail dog.
Well, we came in the other, well, I came in the other night from getting the cabin ready for two Casper people and one Quaker single guy from Medicine Bow. Shuffling about, oh, it was about a foot deep of snow, you know, out of the driveway.
Yeah.
And I had not, I just shoveled a shovel's width up to the door. You know, it was just so much, and it was so late the last time I was out there. And so there was a nice little 3-inch crust of old snow on top to hack through. Then it was soft under that. But I had come in about 12:30, and I got the message from Sterling that he had called. He said it was like 10:30. I guess this was Friday night. And so did he call me? Yeah, he called me last night. We were having the Quaker group last night, too. It was morning, afternoon, night, Saturday, and through about 1 o'clock today. And he was saying that Phyllis had that infection, and then bronchitis was setting in now. But he does have a job that's working back with the college.
Starting
now? Uh-huh, he was real happy about that. I guess there's some...
He's tired of messing with the public.
School insurance.
That's why I'm picking up junk and getting into auction stuff and garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
That way all you got to do is encounter the folks you're stealing that garbage from.
Mm-hmm. And this is okay to go public?
Yeah.
On tape, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh... This is the company you're working for.
I'm a junk man now. I'm just making a living.
But they can't use this against you, right? Anything
no.
that you say on the recording.
Well, I hope they do. They can come over in and check it. They can confiscate anything you want to. I pick up deer bones and all that kind of stuff. And got a bobcat out here in the carport. Found it run over, and I thought it was dead.
And it wasn't?
No, I picked it up and threw it in the back of the truck and looked back in the back at that been going down the road a little while. Patchy was driving. And it already walked up to behind the cab. Pretty little old thing. And I know, yeah, this is on recording.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not supposed to have any kind of wildlife. So I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
Soon as we get through this phone call.
Okay. But he's really alive?
Yeah, he's out there in a carport.
Well, what does the dog think about him?
The dogs don't mess with it. Looks like he's got priority. I ain't got but 6 dogs. Pretty good priority, huh?
Mm-hmm.
For one little cat. It's not over a year old.
Wow. Well, is he hurt?
Look like he may have a concussion. Like a car hit him.
Mm.
We went by him the first time, then came back through and then picked him up.
But you thought he was dead?
Oh, yeah, I never would have picked that sucker up if I would have known he'd alive.
Mm.
Not a bobcat.
Mm.
They got some real bad claws on him.
Oh. And so he was just unconscious and then he came to?
Yeah, he's in a coma.
Mm.
Probably end up taking him out of his estate. They take in the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
If he's still doing all right in the morning, I'll just take him over at the vet school. There's a recording. As the black folks say, he may resuscitate.
Mhm. Wow. There sure are a lot of interesting things happening your way, it sounds like. I mean, picking up, you thought a carcass and it was moving, huh, when you look back?
Yeah, you knew I moved Patsy in? She's
no.
She's fixing with me now?
Mm-hmm.
She's fixing up the bedroom in sunflowers. She's in the sunflowers.
I still
keep... We got sunflowers everywhere.
I still keep picturing that sunflower picture from the auction. That was a pretty watercolor, I think it was, you know, in Colombia.
Yeah.
Has she mentioned it?
No, we missed that auction. We had to all that fish, have to patch eight, seven of them.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered if she kept reminiscing about the watercolored sunflower.
Here. Garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
She got all kind of sunflower, little birds, hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
She's into these, mushroom birds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found a bunch of those for about 30 or 40 of them. Little bitty ones, different
mm-hmm.
kinds.
Mm.
Hummingbirds, mimosa trees fixing to bloom out. I put out my hummingbird feeder. The little scouts coming in now.
Oh.
I've already found it.
Are the sunflower, the daffodils?
Yeah, the
coming
freeze
up?
Got them. They've already come out a month ago.
Oh, wow.
And the freeze nipped them back off again. Apple trees are blooming. Plums.
Mm. Well, did the daffodils get nipped in their blooming, or did they get to bloom and then the freeze got them?
Oh, they got to bloom. Picked a big old bouquet, three or four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Put it down at the forward place. That's where Patsy works.
Mm-hmm.
It's his recording. She works at Ford, Star for Ford Premier,
mm-hmm.
service rider.
Mm-hmm. And the daffodils still are pretty, or was that too far back?
Oh, they already gone now.
That is amazing. And we're just having crocuses blooming over at the field. You know, they have that south flower bed. They live just directly across from us. And so that means it'll be at least 3 weeks before we have anything coming up.
Well, tulips coming up now in Cana.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, and oh, what do you call those other things? Lilies?
Hyacinths?
Well, they already up.
God.
New Dr. Wax died too, didn't he?
Well, I think you were telling me that. Had it just happened last month?
Yeah, that's where I got the other caners from him.
Oh.
Kind of reminds me of it.
Yeah. Well, how is Meryl doing?
Oh, about the same.
Do you see her every once in a while?
No, ma'am.
And are her children living close by?
Yeah, her daughter is.
And where does Tim live? What is he doing?
He's up in Kentucky. He's a surgeon.
Goodness.
Just like Dr. Wax.
Mm-hmm. I had forgotten that I babysat him. I really had. A surgeon.
Yeah, they still got the place out there next to crab trees. Cats gone. Ducks gone. Geese gone.
Mm. Wow.
I figure she's going to sell the place and move back into town. She's pretty
but
heavy.
But she's out there now?
Yeah. Pretty heavy diabetic. She needs to be close to town anyway.
Mm-hmm. Is she thin still?
Huh?
Is she thin? I just remember her being really tall.
Yeah, she's been thin the last 15 years.
Mm. When you see her sometime, tell her hi for me. And just
I sure will.
Tell her I just remember how pretty she was and that
yeah, she is. I won't tell her how she was.
Oh, okay.
That would offend her.
Is she still pretty?
No.
Don't tell her that then.
I won't.
does she smoke?
Yeah, chain smoking.
For some reason, it seemed that she did, but she was such a, you know, diabetic that I just thought that would be pretty dangerous. So she probably wasn't smoking.
Oh, she just drinks a lot of orange juice with a lot of sugar in it. She's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps sugar level up.
Mm-hmm. Does she have friends?
Oh, no.
We have to be careful, Dave, if we're being recorded, don't we? But we haven't. Well, the last name has been included, I guess. But.
No, we ain't got to be too careful.
Since they said it might be used for the public use.
Yeah. That's okay. Everything's public. They've done a credit check on you and all that kind of good stuff now in about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Be fine.
Well, one of these mornings, would it be catching you back at, well, you're going to be outside. Is that what you were saying in the mornings? Like, if I called you 7 o'clock my time, it would be 8 o'clock your time?
Yeah, I won't be back for taking Allen to school.
But do you usually go in the house when you come in from taking him? To?
Yeah, I let the dog out. Got two of them, Akita.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of these Chinese dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Likes to hunt bear.
Really?
Yeah.
There are bear around.
No, this is just the Akita.
Oh.
That's what they're trained for.
Like Greta dog was the mole hunter, huh?
And deer tracker.
Yeah.
Rabbit. And then I got a golden retriever about the same size. Both of them about 110 pounds, 120.
Wow.
Jack stays inside. Jack and Buddy don't get along together too good, so unless they ride in the back of the truck, I just chain them both up in the back of the truck. Run through town.
They do like riding, huh?
You leave the car cranked and nobody messes with it.
Do they like riding?
Hmm?
They like riding in the vehicle?
Oh, they love it.
And so they don't mind each other's company if they're getting to take a ride?
Right. If they're in the truck, they do fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you catch them out here in the yard or in the house together, they tie up.
Mm. Isn't that something?
They got a pretty good chomp on them
mm.
for jaws.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to break them up.
Uh-huh.
You just have to let them finish it out.
And if they're in the house, that could be kind of messy, huh?
Oh,
or damaging.
They tear up stuff. Best thing to do is just try to close doors and let them go. They finally wear out.
Oh. Well, we've got snow in patches, but it's been really nice enough to, like, eat outside for the past 2 days before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then it starts cooling down.
Well,
but our grass is not green, real green yet.
Well, red clover's coming up around here now.
Wow.
About the first thing, fescue,
mm-hmm.
it's coming up.
Mm. Well, Mother was saying something about the leaves aren't budding out on the trees yet. But sounds
yeah,
like they
have.
Are with yours.
Apple trees already are blooming out.
Mm.
Dogwood.
But it did hurt some of the trees, the freeze.
Oh, yeah. It killed off plum, first batch, and apple, but they coming back out again.
Wow.
But it won't be a crop.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Pecan tree probably make it.
Because it's lighter.
Yeah. Walnut would be the last to come out.
Thank you so much for the pecans again.
I've got a few.
And Don just really enjoyed having them to, I think, munch a little on his trip, that long trip that he had to drive all by himself. You know how long that trip is, don't you?
Uh-huh. Basically, if he gets stranded. Yeah, I kind of lost out on the time after Mom and Daddy towed me back.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm. Well, I really feel ready to hit the sack. You're probably ready too, huh, being an hour later?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. Stepped outside.
Mm-hmm.
Cloudy and overcast. We got the moon about.
Hasn't that been interesting looking at the comet? I thought about you each time we've looked at it.
Yeah, I've been enjoying the moon up.
Mm-hmm. I was shoveling by the moonlight Friday night. It was about 11:30 when I finished.
11:30?
Mm-hmm, p.m.
Yeah, it's overcast right now. The only thing I see out here is lights from Starkville. Look like the Bulldogs lost in the Final Four.
Oh, yes.
Syracuse.
Wasn't that great that they got that far?
Well, that's the first time they ever done that. 61 was the last time they even got close, and all they did then was win the SEC.
Well, I think Don had turned the TV on like 2 weeks ago, and had they just finished playing that game? Or were they just announcing they were going to be in the finals? But Mississippi State.
Who?
No, he just said they lost last night.
Yeah.
But about 2 weeks.
Kentucky
will
win it, though. You got two SEC teams in there. They're still pretty tough down south.
Well, Mother said that today that Daddy was not going to watch it because he said if he watched it, they would lose.
Well, he should have watched it and watched him lose anyway.
And so he went outside to work, and then they lost. So I guess that kind of shot that theory. Maybe he needs to watch the next one, and they'll win it.
It won't be a next one.
I was just going to say that might be a while.
Should have been Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi State, three SEC teams in there.
And it was only 4 points. Right, different.
No, it was nine.
Oh.
On that last game.
But they were ahead on all their other games.
Oh, they run
from the beginning.
They got shook up in the Big Apple State, New York. That's state for you.
Wow.
Folks around here enjoyed it though, while it was good.
Oh, wow. That was great. Well.
Boy, we're getting full 30 minutes, aren't we?
Or should we go ahead and hang up, or do we need to do the full 30?
Get the full 30. Get $20 for it. I'm in the auction stuff now. We're going to auction off telephone calls, too.
Wow. Well, I think
oh, kind of little reefs, about 30 or 40 different knives, books, all kind of good stuff. Salvation Army up there, Salvation Store.
Oh, yeah.
I may have to make a run up there. Patsy used to drive a semi-truck. We may get in junk business and let her drive a tractor-trailer rig, pick up garbage on the way up,
and
sell it when we get there.
Yeah. Well, Don would really enjoy.
This thing is recorded. You think the IRS is going to check on me on a junk man now? I hope so.
So what kind of company is it, private, that's doing the taping?
It's AT&T.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Mississippi State are sponsoring them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how they are coming out ahead on it myself, because they're going to send you get two 30-minute calls, talk to Don 30 minutes, and we'll talk to you for 30.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not for the money, Debbie.
Oh, I know. I'm just really glad we're getting to visit.
Well, I'm glad we're getting this on recording, because they are supposed to pay $20 to Patsy Harry that lives at 1459 Highway 82 East, Starkville, Mississippi, 39759.
They got it on record.
And I'm talking to myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, is Alan having a lot of homework or high school in this end of March?
He's going to get him 4 credits and needs 5 to be a sophomore. He had to go 4:30 in the afternoon for the last 10, 11 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
One more to go, but he can catch it up. I think time changes around January. So he'll be a sophomore, and he can still become a junior by picking up his other credits. He's doing good.
Good. Well, it sounds like he's putting in a lot of school hours.
Well, he needs it.
Mm.
He just kind of goofed off there for a little while.